The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning here on May the 8th of Friday. Good morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's getting her stuff ready. It's her mother's birthday. We're going to give her a big party and Mother's Day and all that at one time this weekend. But I'm here. And I'm going to talk about a lot of things that happened last night and the last few days. A whole lot of things. This is going to be Open Line Friday. Open Line Friday. So here's your chance. Come on out and say a few things. But let's start off with our weather in Savannah.
Good morning.
It's kind of like Savannah.
Savannah. Yes. Well, currently it is 56
Wait a minute. You
got
to sound like that's kind of like, I mean, kind of excited. Savannah.
Savannah. Yes, that. That's a good reason to be excited, the way that you're saying my name.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You are being caustic today for Savannah. Savannah's being caustic today for you. I mean, that was not your usual, oh, okay, Carl, just say what you want, Carl, and just get on with it. No.
No.
No. Okay.
Currently, it is 56 degrees. Going to get up to a high of 84, mostly sunny. Tonight will be a low of 57, partly cloudy. Saturday is going to be a high of 86, a low of 58. Sunday is going to be a high of 82 and a low of 54. So it's going to be a beautiful week.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business. They give senior and veterans discount, of course, and give them a call at 365-3793. And yesterday, Chuck Kenny won a big award, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But good morning, everybody, and I hope everybody's doing well. Everybody, you know, kind of wake up there. Oh, good morning, Angel. Angel says, I hear a dog in there. You're right. We got one. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning.
We have Copper here.
Yes, this morning I brought with me Copper, who is a gorgeous, solid red, three-year-old pit bull mix.
I tell you, this dog is sitting there. I mean, the only thing I could see as I'm walking down in through the studios here is his head was looking around the corner going, okay, what's going on out there? What's going on? And very inquisitive, but as soon as you said sit, boom, seat was planted.
Yes, he does know all of his basic commands, walks good on a leash, except for when he gets a little excited. But, I mean, all dogs get a little excited from time to time. Copper's just happy this morning to be out of his kennel and down here at the studio with us. So,
you going
to
take him down the river trail today?
No, we didn't go to the river trail today. Oh. Normally we do stop at the river trail, but not this morning. But Copper's a great boy. Believe it or not, this guy's been in our shelter now for about 3 months. He's been searching high and low for a perfect forever home, and it just hasn't walked through our doors yet. So
what's he, kids and all this?
We have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older.
Okay.
Which is, that's pretty typical for a dog his size. You know, right. He can easily knock over the smaller children and not even realize that they did. He does great with all other dogs. He's done great with our office cats. He's just a fabulous dog all around.
Is he friendly?
Super friendly. He's been eager to meet everybody.
He's over there, and Jerry's, you know, rubbing his ears and all that. What do you think, Savannah? Usually, I mean, Savannah takes a look at animals. What do you think?
This one looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's one of those fun dogs.
A fun dog. Okay, now what's a fun dog do?
You pass it the frisbee.
Oh, okay, like fetches and
chase
the ball.
Yeah, it just spends its day with you.
And look at him. He's just attentive. Why don't you take him home, Spencer? Come on.
I can't have large breed dogs where I live, or I probably would already have a dog just
like
Copper in my
house. He is just staring at you. I mean, in a good sense, like, what are you going to do now? That dog would be a great dog to bring along the trail, when the river trail, or if you're trotting down the trail. And he...
to the lake.
To the lake.
He's a very active boy. He could, you know, use a little bit of exercise. But, you know, he does have pent-up energy from being at our shelter for as long as he has been. I mean, we try to give him as much room and walks as we possibly can. But it's still, you know, being in a shelter environment, they still just don't get that activity level that they need.
I know
need.
The volunteers are out there walking and everything. Okay, this is a good dog. This is a good, solid-looking dog. He's, like I said, he's attentive. He knows his commands. He's very friendly.
He likes Bob.
He likes Bob. He likes the Bob. You know what? And not every dog likes the Bob. I mean, we had a cat the other day, went right for his eyes. And then that guinea pig. I don't know if we could ever, took us 10 minutes to get him out of his shorts once he got into him. I tell you what, it was embarrassing. Remember that, Savannah? I mean, you know, Savannah was sitting there with a fire extinguisher spraying Bob to try and get the guinea pig out of his shorts. This was, thank God there was no film at 11. So, okay. Anyway, but you can take Copper home today. How do they do that, buddy?
Well, you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Spencer will bring them right over, drop them off with a month's supply of food, right? Write him a check. Okay, there's other things going on.
We do. You know, we have our big fundraiser of the year coming up
tomorrow.
I don't
want you to talk about it. Okay. Go on. This is the big one tomorrow.
We have the big one tomorrow. We have our Dogathon. It's our second biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a fun family event. We're going to kick off the day with a 5K doggy run, doggy dash out at the Clover Creek Preserve.
Right.
You can come out. You can bring your four-legged friend with you. After that, we will have our Dogathon event actually at the shelter, where we'll have live demonstrations of training. We'll have a West Munster dog show. We'll have lots of booths, fun for the whole family. And then this evening, my personal favorite part, we will have a barbecue and live concert featuring Chad Bushnell.
The Boot Scootin' Boogie, or the
Boot Scootin' Doggy.
Doggy, there
barbecue
you go.
And concert. It'll be fun for the whole family.
This guy is good too, Chad Bushnell.
Yes,
oh, he's
very
good.
And, you know, it's a great way to come out and support the local animal shelter and help local dogs just like Copper find forever homes.
I'm telling you what, this is a great dog. And you know what? You all do so much for the community, Spencer. I'm telling you what. You and Mark and all the people that we run at Captain Smith, all the volunteers out there, just wonderful what you do for our community. And I know you do it out of love. I mean, you can't pay you to do not enough to do this kind of stuff. But
we all love the animals down there.
You're still the weren't you the employee of the what
of the year
of the year?
I was,
dude,
last year.
There you go. Are you trying going for two in a row?
It's kind of funny you mentioned that. The kennel staffs were short the other day, and I went back there and helped him. And one of the members, one of my coworkers, goes, "Hey, you already got Employee of the Year last year."
There you go. See, they're going, "Oh, boy, you're really pushing to do one. I want a two-peat. I want a two-peat." Oh, no. Oh, I guess that'd be a repeat. Okay. Well, everybody, give him a call. What's the number one more time?
241-1653.
All right, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
I tell you, this is a good-looking dog. If you're looking for that 50-pounder, 60-pounder, what is he?
He's about 60.
About 60 pounds, affectionate, knows his commands, and you want to walk on the river trail, have nobody bother you. Not that the dog is mean or anything like that, but the dog just looks like it can take care of itself. You know, you ever see people like that? They're walking down like Jerry. Jerry walks down, he's got long hair, he's got a beard. You probably don't want to mess with him, right? Because, you know, behind those eyes, he could be crazed. Though he's not. But, I mean, you know, I mean, well, there's certain people you don't want to mess with. Savannah, you don't want to mess with Savannah. Savannah's got that look about her that she's going,
yep.
Just,
exactly.
Okay. Hey, you know, this week has been crazy. Anybody that knows our schedule knows I haven't even been here a couple of days, which is unusual for me especially. And, you know, I've been down to Sacramento with the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board. Yesterday I spoke at the California Employment Advisory Committee, and I've got some really good news about that for veterans and a lot of other people. And then last night, Linda had just a great, great night there at the Elements Lounge at Wind River. A lot of people there and such a great time, and we want to thank everybody. But you know what? And then what makes it all kind of come together for us is our sleep number bed. We come back and we hit our sleep number settings. Mine's 40 and so is Linda's. But the thing about it is hers was 45 or mine was 50. We could, because of that dual air technology, doesn't make any difference. We can each sleep in that own firmness. I was talking about it last night. People going, So, I mean, what? How's that sleep number? It's great. It really is. And we talked about it. And, you know, the thing about it is you know, how many things have you lost control over in your life, right? Why not be able to, when you go to sleep at night, be able to control the firmness in your bed? I mean, does that make you feel good? You take that little remote. Oh, okay. This is my firmness. It's not what the government says. But if you think, is this the right firmness? There's a IQ technology, the sleep IQ technology, which is part of that. You can buy that, make it part of the bed, and it will help give you ideas on how to sleep better. I'm not kidding you. And right now, if you head on down to the Target Shopping Center, the Sleep Number store, you can save $300 to $800 on a Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. That's right. Just head on down there and go down and talk to Brian Janis or any of the professionals at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. It's over there next to the Vitamin Shop. You are not going to be sorry. It's number one rated mattress by Consumer Reports. Warranties, guarantees, and made in the United States. Can't beat that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Hope you're having a great day. 56 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. We'll be right back.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, it's Carl Bott. Linda's on assignment for this morning, but she'll be back with us Monday. What a great day here on May the 8th. The time is 7:20 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, rated a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Can you imagine that? The top 100 hospital in the whole nation, right here in River City, Shasta Regional. Not only that, but their cardiac unit is rated in the top 50 in the United States. So you got a problem. You want to head to Shasta Regional. But here's the thing about Shasta Regional. It's not only that their medical care can change your body. It's the way they treat you. It's their treating people well program that changes lives. Treating people well. And when you think about that, that's so important. It's, you know, that's one of those, you know, it's got to be a pillar in your life is, you know, good exercise, good diet, you know, a lot of rest, but also that ability to treat other people the way you want them to treat you. I mean, you can't get better than that, right, Savannah? The got a lot of things to talk about. And we had the earthquake the other day. Savannah, where were you during the earthquake? You didn't cause that, did you, somehow?
I did not. I didn't actually feel it, but I was at school. They just told us it happened.
We felt it here.
Did you?
Yeah, you know, at first because I've been around a lot of different, you know, it did sound kind of like artillery going off. But it, the building here rocked. I mean, it made a noise for a short period of time. This, you know, it's a 3.3. But, you know, sometimes you get sonic booms. I don't know if you've ever been around an area where there's sonic booms. Sometimes you get a sonic boom and it does that. It shakes things. You know, the military aircraft going overhead. But this was an earthquake. And I didn't know you had earthquakes around. I didn't know we had earthquakes. I've got earthquake insurance. I was going to cancel it. I'm not going to cancel it now. I mean, whoever heard of an earthquake up here that caused any damage? But now we're starting to get earthquakes. I mean, you never can tell what's going to happen. The Savannah, this is a big week in your life.
Yes.
Can I bring some attention to it?
Absolutely.
All right. Savannah, who has been with us for now, what, 2 years, huh?
2 years.
She showed up that one day when I said we're looking for people to come work at the station. She came in, spent a day learning how to do the job. And that's about all it took her. And now you've been one of our mainstays here as a producer and a board operator, plus doing a lot of other things around here. And while you were going to Bethel.
Yep, that's the primary reason I came to Reading was to go to Bethel to attend Bethel School. I came to KCNR between my first year and second year, and now I've been here for 2 years. Great life decision, and this last Tuesday, I finished my final year.
Do you take like a final exam or anything like that? I mean, I don't know how much book work there is. I mean, is there a lot?
In first and second year, it's actually packed out with a ton of homework, but it's pass or fail.
Okay.
So if you don't do your homework, you're not going to pass the course.
That's when it comes into accepting responsibility and being an adult.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not going to do it, well, fine. You just fail.
Yeah. But this year, it's a good thing. It's good to graduate. This year, it was all pastoring students. So I had 60 students of my own. So I graduated this Tuesday, but technically my students don't graduate until today.
Today. So. Now, when you say you're pastoring the students, does that mean that you're like a mentor? Do you actually get them together and give sermons?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is I can also call it pastor/counseling.
Uh-huh.
Because I pull them out of class and I meet with them on a weekly basis. And we just, because it's such an intense, you said it even really well this morning, it's personal growth. And so there's a lot of stuff that gets stirred up. And so we meet and we talk and help them just process things that's happening in school.
How about things in the world? Does that come in?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know that sometimes when we get into a scholastic atmosphere, that it's almost, you know, you're almost in a bubble a lot of times, that everybody's so concerned about what's going on in their classes and the people around them that the world out there doesn't enter. It really doesn't. And that's why you see these things on Waters World on this one show where he goes and he asks college students questions that you would think a 4-year-old can answer, and they've got no concept of what he's talking about. And I think a lot of it has to do, it's not because they're dumb, obviously, probably. But I think they're so insulated and so concerned about themselves and their friends and their college atmosphere that there's nothing out there, you know, for them to, you know, that they really focus on. So, I mean, but you don't see that there.
I mean, it probably helped because I worked here at this radio station. Honestly, I think it kept me pretty in touch with what was happening in Reading. But I know the focus of Bethel is to, because We had 2,000 students this year, and over 890 of them were international students. And so you hear a lot about what's going on in the world.
Okay.
Because they're from all over the place.
I bet that's interesting.
Yeah, and so, like, we had people from Nepal, you know, and they just experienced...
That horrible slide. Yeah, so, earthquake.
And so, and we get to just pray for what's happening around the world. So we stay in touch with what's going on, I would say.
Okay, so now you've graduated.
Yes.
So...
What's next?
What's next?
That's the big question. What are you doing next?
Well, I know what I'm doing next. Okay. You know, I'm starting another business.
Are you?
Linda and I are in the throes of doing that. I'm one step away from launching.
Wow.
Yeah. And because, not because we're going to quit the radio station, it's just something else that we, you know, that's got a place up here that we've been approached, and it's got a something we can do, and that's going to help members of our community and help us. And
that's awesome.
Well,
yeah.
you know, it's those things that happen. You get into things like the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board. What an eye-opener that was to sit down with the commissioner of the entire Highway Patrol and listen to the problems they're having there. And oh, this is one of probably the premier law enforcement agencies in the world. And listen to the care and what the things that they're facing out there that a lot of the police agencies are facing right now, and how they, you know, how, what are the plans on handling it? I mean, there's a lot of things up in the air for everybody. So it's the same thing with you. I find something else. Linda gets into her music last night. She was, you know, just superb last night, and she's going to branch out more and more music. But that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
So you and your plans, because you graduated?
Yes. I mean, I do have a documentary film degree.
Uh-huh.
And now I have a ministry degree. And so I want to be able to do both, in all honesty. I want to be part of a ministry somewhere, and I want to be doing documentary film. So I'm not really sure what that's going to look like. I think a lot of it will be branding my own company. But... in the meantime, here I am.
And you're always welcome here, yeah. Savannah. You know that.
Well, this place has actually been developing me for whatever I'm going to do in the future. It doesn't feel like it's just been another job. It feels like kind of like another tool in my toolbox, you know?
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Let's just talk a little bit. Last night, our guest last night was the, leadership of the Northern California Highway Patrol last night, and everybody had a real good time. Some people had better times. No, everybody had a good time. It was nice to see them there. Then, of course, we have friends out there and people that listen to the show that 38th anniversary were there last night. Just a lot of people we knew, thanks to Jerry and Ed and the Blankenships. I mean, so many people came out last night, and just want to thank everybody. And Linda loves what she does when she sings. That's where Linda, you know, Linda is so good at so many things, but she just loves to sing. So last night, the food was really good. The service was great, outstanding. And I think everybody had a good time. And a lot of people there. And next month, the first Thursday in June, we'll be there again. So, and please, you know, P-Works are starting to show up to, you know, every night. Every time Linda's there, they're coming there. So that's great. We want to build that up the way it is. I tell you what we're going to do is, Ruth, if you hang on for 1 minute, I'm going to go to an early break. We're going to come back and talk about that thing you wrote to me on the chat room, because I don't even know what to say about this. But we'll be right back. Carl and Bot, KCNR 1460 is 56 degrees. It's 7:28 in the morning here today, May the 8th, a Friday. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like Destination North State, high school football, and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We won't go there.
Welcome back. We have no music. Do you know we're supposed to have music here, Gerald? Yeah. You're so busy giving hand signals, you forgot to turn on the music. Intern's back. Welcome back, everybody. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. She'll be back with us Monday. The time is 7:33 in the morning, 56 degrees, going up to 84. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number. Let's go to the phones. Ruth,
I thought I was going to have to sing.
Well, you know what? You could have. I mean, you know what? On open line, we sing. You know what? It's, you know, anything goes on open line, practically. Are you going to talk to me about what?
Are you a lot of big issues in the world, you know? And here is this article in the New York Post about a woman who goes on public assistance, and court says, "Well, we got to know who the father is," and she identifies the father, and the father's the DNA's done, and turns out he's the father of only one of the twins, so he has to pay child support for only one of them.
I thought that a woman, when she has twins, is that the egg is fertilized and then the egg splits.
Well, you would think that. I have never heard of this. And if you are having multiple partners, the possibility exists that, you know, that another swimmer gets in there.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Wow.
It's possible.
Yeah, Savannah says, I don't even want to. Savannah just took off her ears. So I don't even want to hear this. So.
Well, no, it just blows you away that, you know.
How can this be? Come on. And so she has twins. She goes on assistance. They can find one father. Does she have any idea who the second one might be?
Well, what's your take on that, Carl? I would guess not.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably not. Yeah.
You know, irresponsible anyway. And it only breeds irresponsibility. So.
Well, that's true. Let me talk about that. Hey, well, I've got you on the phone here. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Pamela Geller, or Jeller, the one who's behind the Muhammad cartoon contest, under attack from media. You would think of all people that wants to defend the First Amendment. And they say, well, you know, we believe in the First Amendment, but, and then they're going after her. What do you think about the organizing the Muhammad cartoon contest?
Well, it's kind of funny because I think when it comes to the Muhammad cartoons, and nobody said a word about the priest in or the crucifix that was dipped in urine and part of an art show in New York.
All those things. There's many anti-Christian or Christian
blasphemies,
I guess you say.
Yeah. They do it often enough that people just become hardened to it, and people become, they're just pushing the envelope. So if they do it, the Christians just turn the other cheek and that sort of thing. But when it comes to the Muslim world, that is, they're not tolerating that. And I think the bottom line with this is that, I don't like it anyway. I don't like the fact that they are. I don't like the fact that they did it because, I don't think you pick on people's faiths. I think you just leave it alone. But the bottom line is that they did it, and they should have the same First Amendment right as anyone else. And
you're saying is why pick on a person's faith, right? knowing that something like this would offend a Muslim.
It's like picking on your kids. Bottom line is that this is between you and your God, and it should not be something that people denigrate in any way.
Well, I think you're right there. On the other hand, there are people, and I have this feeling when you talk about the crucifix and urine that was in that, by the way, your taxes help pay for.
Right.
If two people had jumped out and started shooting museum. For doing that, do you think there would have been the same blowback on the artist as it is on her?
Well, I think the event aside, bottom line is that they had people there that their lives were saved because they had armed security people out there. Some of them, I guess, police. Some of them, private security. But this is something that we all have to. This becomes a whole different issue because I think all of us have to be really cognizant of having a concealed weapon, and this is the type of world we live in. No matter what you do, if you, I would be even nervous going into a Catholic church at this, because there are going to be people out there that don't allow you to practice your faith, to do it in a way that's that you have to be not fearful of it. So if you're in a city or a county that doesn't allow concealed weapons, I think the bottom line is that you need to scream to the highest, chords, because you have to be able to protect yourself. And there's the perfect example. 200 and some odd people's lives were saved because they took action against these terrorists who were bent on killing everyone in there.
Okay. Well, I'm all for defending yourself and taking care of yourself and your family. I have no problem with that. And I think that people that rely on the police to do that. And the police police do a great job, but there's not enough policemen. Policemen will tell you. Well, you're married to policemen. They're not going to be – the chance that they're there, unless they're hired or they're there specifically like these guys were, to prevent something happening to you, your chance of that of them being right there when you need them are almost nil. So
exactly. I think that, very rarely I would say that very rarely would my husband ever leave the home without carrying, because in this day and age, you don't know, and you better be safe than sorry.
Well, that's what they say, and I have a tendency to believe that. All right. Ruth, thanks a lot.
Well, have a great day.
Well, I'm going to have to.
Good luck with your business adventure. I think it's awesome.
Well, I tell you what, I've got to think now about, a woman having twins with different fathers. I mean, that's got to be, I've never heard of that.
I know.
It must have been quite the evening.
Linda,
okay,
we'll
I will do that.
Soon.
And happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Okay, hey, I'm here with Linda Johnson, who is here to talk about there's a class, I guess, on Agent Orange.
Yes.
On Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah, the Vietnam veterans here in Reading will be putting on a town hall meeting for Agent Orange on this Saturday at 5 o'clock in the evening at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street.
Let's talk about Agent Orange. You know, a lot of people think, oh, Agent Orange, it's just for those guys that were in Vietnam. That's not true.
No, it affects up to five generations.
All right, now listen to this, my friends. You've got your father or your grandfather. Gosh, you know, I really hate to think that, but it could be a grandfather because they could have been in their older veterans in their 40s then, so they're in their 70s now or 80s. And their kids, not just their kids, but their grandkids could be affected by Agent Orange, this pesticide that they used to defoliate all the jungle. And they now and it sprayed around the fence lines of the bases, including in Okinawa. We're even in Vietnam. This can come back and not only cause sickness to the people that were directly resulted to or exposed to it, but now to their grandkids.
And great-grandkids and further down the line, yeah. It could also affect somebody that was here on stateside because where did Agent Orange come from but the stateside? So you really have to get tested and checked out because if you have any effects
How are you checked out? How do you do that?
You go to the VA. And you tell them where you were and tell them you'd like to get checked out to about Agent Orange because you need to be put on the register. Once you're on the register, your family can be included in that.
Okay, so what if my daughter goes and she lives in New Mexico, says my dad was exposed to Agent Orange. Do I have to be there?
As long as you're on the registry, no.
But I have to have signed up here or be in the VA someplace.
Yes.
So then they can do it. Okay, that's a good point. The other thing, too, is what are you know the symptoms of Agent Orange? And they're just insidious. I mean, it could be skin blotches. It could be melanomas. It could be spinal bifida.
The most common one is diabetes.
Diabetes.
And kidney failure. My husband got out of the service in 1989. And when he got out, he had his physical, he had signs of diabetes.
Hmm.
And he ended up with kidney failure. And he just passed away last June mm-hmm. from effects of Agent Orange.
Well, you know, and here's the other thing, too, is Agent Orange is every year they're adding new diseases and new secondary diseases from Agent Orange. This is just unbelievable. And for years, the government fought it. For years, the VA fought it. No, that Agent Orange didn't do anything. No. And then when the dam broke, it's so many types of cancer, so many types of disease, like you said, diabetes. And it could be not your husband. It could be your grandkid that this is a direct result from this exposure.
Yeah, my grandson was born with a cleft that never closed, which is part of it. But because my husband was a blue water sailor on a ship that they don't recognize as being in Vietnam area, that my husband couldn't be on it anyway, the register anyway. So because blue water sailors are told the Agent Orange did not go past the coastline of Vietnam.
I thought they've since then discovered that that's not necessarily true.
Not all ships.
Not all ships, okay.
Not all ships.
See, the way they did it was they sprayed it out of airplanes and helicopters and such. My cousin, who was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, remembers that they'd be flying in places and they'd be covered with this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't spraying it, but they were, you know, he was in a gunship and he says, but we'd be covered with this stuff.
Yeah,
and he lost a kidney and had all types of problems.
My husband worked on aircrafts that came, A-4s that came back from Vietnam onto his USS Hancock. And of course, we know that was on the airplanes that flew mm-hmm. over there. So, He was known as a blue water sailor, and he was not recognized. But we are trying to get all blue water sailors recognized. Coast Guard also, because their ships weren't that close to the bay. So we need everybody that was in Vietnam recognized, not just people with boots on the ground or the brown water sailors. We need everybody recognized.
Okay. So tomorrow night is going to be the Agent Orange, meeting to talk about Agent Orange, to talk about the ramifications of being exposed to it, how this can be generations, and it's going to be at 5 o'clock at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street.
Right, it's 5:30.
5:30.
Uh-huh, and we have, his name's Ken Holaby. I think it's 5:30. Now you got me wondering.
It's at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
It's at the it's the Legacy of Exposure to Agent Orange and Other Toxic Substances on Veterans and Their Offspring. Now, here's something else, too. Marines are out there. You were stationed at Camp Lejeune. They have found that the water there was contaminated at Camp Lejeune. So now they're trying to figure out the impact this has had on birth defects and diseases that people have. So if you were ever stationed at Camp Lejeune, and I met somebody who's, whose son-in-law was a Marine stationed at Camp Lejeune, and I said to him, how long were you there? And he tells me, and I said, you know, that they found, you know, I told him that. Mm-hmm. The water supply at Camp Lejeune was contaminated. So he went, you know, he was going to go out and check that too. But here's a chance tomorrow at 5 o'clock, head on down to the Shasta County Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. The Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 357 is sponsoring this. Learn from this gent how Agent Orange and other toxic substances can affect you, your children, and your grandchildren. This is, you know what? I'd like to have this guy come in and talk to us. Is he somebody that's coming in just for a day or something
He's
like that?
He's coming in. Yeah, he is just coming in for the day. He's from Santa Rosa.
Okay, make sure that you have our card and give it to him and get me his information so we can – I want to have a show on this.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. The guy, his name's Ken Holaby, and he is the Vietnam Veterans National Chairperson for Agent Orange. He was affected. His granddaughter – or his daughter will be there tomorrow talking about the effects on her. So it's something we want every veteran – to know, and there's a new HR bill out there that's now including the burn pits and everything else.
Well, so, you know, and Vint was in here, he's talking about how they're using Agent Orange to spray around the Kadena and these other airfields in Okinawa. And what it did was it killed off all the vegetation, which was good, but I mean, in the sense of they didn't have to cut it. But that means it was being stored there and people were using it. So people could have been not, you know, years later. This was after Vietnam.
Yeah.
Could have run into it. So, okay.
My husband passed away 49 years after Vietnam. So, and, you know, and it was on his certificate. It says effects of
Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
All right. Okay, Linda, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Doing what you do.
Oh, we appreciate it. We want to support all the vets, and we want the vets to know what we have for them.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the EDC here and what they do for our veterans. And I was just, my eyes were opened up that this is such a big thing that are the California Employment Opportunity Groups do. I mean, this is statewide, and I want to share that with everybody. But first, we're going to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. The time is 7:47 in the morning. It's 59 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
The 67th Annual Reading Rodeo is happening May 13th through the 16th, and they would like to take a moment to thank their sponsors for making Rodeo Week possible. Reading Bank of Commerce, the California Highway Patrol, Cottonwood Vet Clinic, Crown Motors, Foothill Distributing, Pendleton Whiskey, Golden One Credit Union, Jack in the Box, KIXC-TV, KRCR 7 News, MD Imaging, the McConnell Foundation, Mercy Medical Center, Omega Mortgage, Reading Distributing, Coors, Shasta.com, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Sierra Central Credit Union, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Sierra Pacific Industries, Sportsman's Warehouse, Tri-Counties Bank, Wells Fargo Bank, Wrangler, Justin Boots, and the radio station you're listening to. Thank you for investing in our community. Buy your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Reading Rodeo box office.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that.
Contagious Tour.
I was like, I'm gonna die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials, Mr. Universe and Obsessed. Now see him live, July 21st, on stage at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
And I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail? Is that the area near the butt?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt. Mm-hmm.
Jim Gaffigan in an all-ages show.
I'm looking around.
Do that in Victoria's Secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels? Where's the open bar?
Reserve seats are on sale now. Available online at readingcivic.com, the box office, or by phone.
Me and my lady Sunday.
Jim Gaffigan, July 21st, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You shine a star.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Here, Jerry's on the console here. Savannah's backing him up, sitting there with his she's got a wet towel that she smacks him with every so often if he messes up. So he gets – I notice he focuses a lot more with Savannah back there. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 7:50 in the morning on Friday, May the 8th. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's 59 degrees out there, and it's going to go up to 85. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. You know, Leonard and his associates have got it all. Estate jewelry, loose stones, the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area. So, you know, if you've got a watch that's broken, he can fix it, can rebuild it, or even just putting batteries in it. You know, they can do that. Anything you possibly could want is at Four Winds Jewelry. This is where Linda shops. This is where Trish Clark shops. A lot of really, really great deals there, and Leonard will take care of you. Plus, he's a hoot to talk to. Give him a call at 222-2750 to say, hey, I'm looking for this. And he's got contacts back in the old world, whatever that is, that can get him all types of specialized jewelry. He's at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs on Hilltop. It's open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Great people to go to. Let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
I wanted to tell people about a protest rally at Shasta Dam.
Okay.
I first heard about this 2 weeks ago at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and Erwin Fust had mentioned it. The Clear Creek... And I believe he's on the board for the Clear Creek Community Services District.
That's right.
Says they are struggling to deliver household water to people in Happy Valley and Anderson. At the same time, the Bureau of Reclamation has cut their water supply. And the federal government, I don't know if any of you have been up to Shasta Dam, they are dumping water out of the dam.
And they're trying to pulse the water down to for fish, right?
Yes.
And it says,
too, they are dumping water to benefit the fish and other water users downstream of Shasta County. I think there's a compromise in there somewhere.
It seems like there would be.
I mean, what did the fish do if there was no dam?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
The protest will be on Monday at 10:30. At the dam.
Okay, Monday at 10:30 on the dam, not on the dam, but at the front of the dam, I'm sure. I mean,
You can walk across the dam. We'll probably meet there on the west side or east side of the dam and then walk across or whatever they'll
I think this is a great idea. I think you should, because I think people need to protest this, is that they don't see where it's happening. They don't see why it's happening. They don't see the results of it. They just know is that we don't have water up here. We're cutting back on water, and they're releasing all this water to flush things down.
I ride my bike a lot up on the trail up there.
Yeah.
And you can just hear the water roaring.
Yeah.
Because they're letting it out of the dam. And I've talked to other people that live on the river, and they've noticed the high river levels lately, and it's because they're flushing the water out.
Wow. Okay.
And I haven't seen this on the news anywhere.
Well, you know what? It's interesting how you can pick news up. See, that's the thing about our station here is that we see things, we try to touch on it, and then our listeners call, and it can expand on it, and it lets people hear these things. And if you want to protest this amount of water that's being pushed downstream, when we've actually got communities up here without enough water, is to head on out to the dam, Shasta Dam, on Monday, be there by 10:30, and join this protest. Is that correct?
Yes.
There you go. Jan, thanks a lot.
And then on May 13th,
uh-huh.
I received this email from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
Uh-huh.
They are having a fire tax town hall.
Okay. Where's that going to be at?
It is a phone call.
Town hall.
Telephone town hall.
Okay.
May 13th from 12 to 1 p.m., our representative George Runner,
right,
as well as Senator Mike Morrell,
uh-huh,
and another Board of Equalization member will be there to answer questions and talk about it. Here in Shasta County, we'll be getting our fire tax bill sometime this month. You need to register at, well, I'll just give you the phone number.
Just give me the phone number, and then, yep, move on.
844-829-8353.
Okay, and I'm sure that if you go in and research that, that there's going to be a number there so you can talk about the fire tax. All right, Jan, thanks a lot for the heads up for all these.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, the time is 5 till 8 here on the 8th of May. You know, yesterday I went to the California Employer Advisory Council and the Employment Development Department of the state of California. It's out at the Gaia Hotel. They asked me, and they're, you know, somehow they made this huge mistake and asked me to be the keynote speaker. And my topic was using military principles to lead and motivate your team in the civilian workplace. And it's, this is the thing is that the principles and the traits that military people have are such an addition to a civilian company. And in fact, if, you know, in some cases, maybe, it may be scary to some of the companies because these men and women come in, they're aggressive, they're smart, they know how to get things done. And, you know, and well, they're pushing us. Well, they're not pushing. They just see things that have to be done. Anyway, but we talked about the principles of leadership and knowing your people. And it was kind of – I was looking out and saying, how many of you know your people's wives' names or their significant others, their spouse's name or their significant other's names? How about their kids? How do you know their birthdays? Do you know their anniversaries? These are things that you have in, like, in your platoon commander's notebook. So that you can go out and you can see your people and you can say happy birthday to them and you can say, you know, how's your wife, you know, and today and you know, her birthday and all this. Anyway, what the big thing was that we had, they had workshops, but then they had the awards. The awards and recognition for people, and they had the head of the Employment Advisory Council there as deputy and all this. And one of the winners this is for the whole state of California. The small business winners, there were three of them in the state of California, and one of them was Chuck and Judy Kinney, Shasta Gas Propane, for the way they've hired veterans here with his new company. I mean, he's redoing propane tanks now. That, and he's leaving town. He's got all these other meetings going on. But when he comes back, we're going to sit down and talk about this. This was a huge honor. This was something that he had earned. And throughout the whole state, everybody was putting in their, you know, business for this. And then you had a mid-sized business, or you had large businesses. And then you had the government. And the city of Los Angeles has got a program called the Hire 100,000. It's 100,000 vets. And this is what I brought out of this. Yes, it's a government group. But this government group, this organization, wants to get veterans hired. And they're trying to find ways to get veterans hired. They're trying to find ways to have for employers. Employers can get tax breaks. There's all types of programs out there that will enable employers to hire a veteran and to make it easier for them. And so this is the kind of thing that I like to see. And here in town is Ricky Ortega and his whole staff, and not his staff, but the staff he's on, his boss. I met his boss yesterday, a lovely woman who is very encouraging about let's get our veterans hired. So if you've got a question, you just have to get a hold of our local chapter here of the Employment Development Department. I'll get a number for you on that. But the big thing about it is that they're out there. The programs are there. They're in place. And now they're trying to figure out how to establish an entrepreneurial program for veterans. Our young veterans that come back, or older veterans that have an idea for a business that, you know, they've been in a business and they say, you know what, I can do this better. I want my own business. And so how they can support them. The thing to take away from this is that this California Employer Advisory Council and Employment Development Department is out there actively trying to help veterans get jobs. And I was really not only pleasantly surprised, but I was very encouraged by this. So we'll talk about this more. I'm going to get some of their people on, some of the people from the state committees, somebody, a young man who works for the feds that puts money out for these kind of things. Former Marine, young guy, stationed in, his father and I were stationed in a couple bases together, but encouraging, very encouraging. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Open mic Friday. Open mic Friday. The time is 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama pays a visit to Nike headquarters in Oregon today to make his case for international trade agreements.
The president will argue that giving him fast-track trade negotiating authority will help create jobs at home and address labor and environmental standards among U.S. trading partners. But Mr. Obama faces stiff opposition from his own party, and Nike represents what many liberal groups and labor unions criticize about trade deals. Last night, outside a Democratic Party fundraiser, the president was met by more than 200 protesters.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The latest jobs report suggests the economy may be recovering after stumbling at the start of the year. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Zwong, though, sees uncertainty in the numbers and says that that is still keeping from some employers from opening their doors all the way.
The recovery's still been lumpy at best. It's been a bumpy road with potholes, and I think that's important for employers because without sort of consistency, they don't want to hire up and have to fire again.
The Labor Department says employers added 223,000 jobs in April. A freight train has derailed in North Texas, leaving 17 cars off the tracks and four crew members slightly injured. BNSF Railway spokesman Joe Faust says it happened during a bout of stormy weather.
There were certainly high winds reported in the area and lots of rain and high water.
The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season is drifting toward the U.S. southeastern coast. This woman says she's okay with a little stormy weather during her vacation in North Carolina, as she explained to WTVD-TV.
I just love the ocean, and I love the air and the breeze. So if it's not too biting cold, I'm great.
Subtropical storm Anna's maximum sustained winds were near 45 miles an hour this morning, with slight strengthening expected throughout the day. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. One every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
President Obama is marking the 70th anniversary of Nazi Germany's defeat in World War II by paying tribute to the men and women he says helped save the world and lay the foundation for peace. The president spoke in his weekly radio address.
We honor all our World War II veterans for their courage and their example. We see their character alive and well in a new generation of Americans who've stepped up to serve.
The White House released the radio and internet address a day earlier than usual to coincide with today's 70th anniversary. U.S. wholesalers expanded stockpiles modestly in March, even though their sales fell for an 8th straight month. The Commerce Department says wholesale stockpiles edged upward by 0.1%, following a 0.2% rise in February. Sales at the wholesale level fell 0.2% after an even bigger 0.6% drop in February. Sales have fallen every month since August. This is SRN News. Fiat Chrysler is asking a judge for a new trial after Jury awarded $150 million to the family of a Georgia boy killed in a crash and fire involving a Jeep.
The company claims the damage award in the death of 4-year-old Remington Walden is excessive and illegal. It also contends the amount is far higher than the largest awards in Georgia's history, which have been upheld on appeal. In April, the jury ruled that Fiat Chrysler was 99% responsible for Walden's death and that it acted with reckless disregard for human life in selling a 1999 Jeep Grand Cherokee to his family.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Toyota reporting a record profit for the fiscal year through March, boosted by sales growth in the U.S. and the cheap yen. The $18.1 billion profit is up 19% from the previous year. Annual sales grew 6% to $227 billion, although fewer vehicles were sold around the world. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back on to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Okay, let me get to... welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Lynn's on assignment this morning. She'll be back with me on Monday. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 8:06 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Martin and his people, it's a better-known business, first of all. Of course, a better-known business. And been in the business for over 20 years. Any type of make or model of heating or cooling systems, he treats you like family. I can't say enough about what they do and how they handle themselves. Coming down and they check in your filters, making sure they're ready for the summer, or those air ducts. They're extremely busy, but they never are too busy to have time for you. Also, if there's an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Alliance Heated and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website on homecomfort.org. All right. Let me answer some questions here. Yes, we just talked a little bit about the protest that's going to be out at Shasta Dam. As another person has written in, because you announced a rally planned for Monday, May 11th, beginning at 11 a.m. at Shasta Dam. We just talked about it. But it's a rally to support water for humans first during an extreme drought. The federal government is taking water away from the people and dumping it in down Clear Creek. Is an unnatural and unnatural water pulses. All right, so we've talked about it. Be down at the dam around 10:30, 10:45 for that walk across the dam in protest. All right. Good morning, everybody. The weather today. Jerry, what's the weather going to be? Here's your chance, buddy.
Let's see. Today is a high of 84, mostly sunny.
The whole weekend's going to be great, huh? I know. Don't grab you like this and just throw it at you.
Oh, I guess Savannah's helping me out here. Low of 57, partly cloudy. And on Saturday, tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 86 and a low of 58. And Sunday is going to be a high of 82 and a low of 50-something. It got cut off here.
All right. Hey, look, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, another veteran-owned business. Just won the Small Business Employer of the Year for veterans. If you're a Shasta Gas customer, it's cool to be that. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, a lot of things happening, but the first thing we're going to do is go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Open mic. What
yeah,
you got?
I'd like to get back to the woman in Texas, the free speech event.
All right, Pam Geller.
Yeah, it's interesting that the media and others are wanting her, her and others, everybody to walk on eggshells when it comes to, Islam, yet the media routinely mocks Christianity every chance they get, and if anybody objects, then that person is immediately castigated as some right-wing, Bible-thumping, yada, yada. And I was reminded that when somebody who is when somebody in a domestic, when a perpetrator of domestic abuse wants to psychologically torture his or her victim, it seems that one of the ways that that person goes about doing that is to force the victim to walk on eggs all the time, and nothing's ever good enough, and you scrambled the wrong egg, and yada yada.
Yeah.
It's a way to make that victim feel subdued, and
they're constantly feeling like they're under attack.
That kind of abuse encourages more of it, and there are, and when that kind of thing is happening on a, you know, on a much broader, you know, international scale, I mean, naturally there are going to be some people who look at that and say, heck no, I'm not walking on eggshells. You know, we have a First Amendment, we have freedom of the press, and we, you know, and although a lot of us would not personally engage in certain activities, the fact is we need to stand up for free speech, because, well, you know, I mean, we're,
yeah,
free,
well, Charles,
under
what
attack.
About, but what about this, Charles, is when it, when if you instigate an incident that you know is going to cause a reaction, whether it's a whether it's about religion, or if it's about race, if it's about you know, being gay or not being gay, is, do you do that just to poke somebody in the eye?
Well, I'm reminded of back in the, you know, back in the '60s, you know, when you know, the schools were desegregated, and people of different colors were finally allowed to start attending previously segregated schools, and that caused an uproar in the Deep South, and even to the point where you had George Wallace, governor of Alabama at the time, standing up and shouting, "Segregation today, segregation forever, etc."
Yeah.
So I mean, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, I mean, if we walk on it, I mean,
I know what you're saying, is, you know what, is there's
the time, then,
to be provocative,
you know, then we're giving in to the terrorists.
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. The being provocative doesn't mean it's wrong. Sometimes it's bringing, as one of the chat rooms says, sometimes doing the event is to get a reaction, bring notice to an issue. And in this case, Ms. Jeller, who is, by the way, head of an organization that is, a conservative organization, is saying that, hey, look, this is ridiculous that people, you know, if you're a Christian, that Christians are being slaughtered throughout the Middle East. And it's true. They're being slaughtered throughout the Middle East. And yet there's no big reaction to this. And yet you have a cartoon contest. And if, and people, you know, I do not hear the commentators going up on the, from MSNBC or Fox. And frankly, Bill O'Reilly, you lost it again, man. I stopped watching you for a year because of your antics and shouting down people that had actually had good points when you stepped all over Laura Ingraham that time, but Laura's on our station. But when you stepped all over Laura Ingraham and it made it sound like what she was talking about, when obviously her points were much better than you, Bill O'Reilly, you just lost me again. This time I'm giving you a timeout for a year. You know, last time was 6 months. This time it's a year. Trust me, there's other things out there. But the bottom line on this thing is that none of these commentators are standing up and saying, this is wrong. This is, we've got Holocaust going throughout the Middle East and a couple other parts in Africa. You're killing Christians. Just killing them, slaughtering them, cut their heads off, burying them alive. Where's that? Where's the indignation? Where's the president sending over drones? And just, it's not like ISIS is not out in the open. And how about killing like about 10,000 of them? And saying, excuse me. You're going to have a war on people and killing them because of their Christians? Well, guess what? There is a price to pay for this. Now, she wants to go out and poke is the Islamic religion in the eye by drawing cartoons of Muhammad. Would I do it? No. Would I attend it? No. But, she has the right to do it. And people need to understand this. And to put her on trial for doing that is like putting a woman on trial who dresses in a short skirt who gets raped. oh, it's her fault. She was dressed suggestively. Wrong. She has a right to dress with a short skirt if she wants. And to make her the bad person is wrong. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. The time is 8:15 in the morning, right here on Friday, May the 8th.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and Commvaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. The time is 8:18 in the morning, 63 degrees out there. That was, who was that? It was Electric Zero?
That was Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
The Magnetic Zeros. Should I know that group? I like that song, though.
Not.
I like the song.
It's a pretty popular song.
You know,
song.
I reach over and I say, what are you playing? And then when he plays it, I realize, oh, I kind of like that song. So, good. Hey, 8:19 in the morning here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. And this is Open Mic Friday. Yes, Red, I got your, I saw what you had written about the city council. Give us a call on your thoughts about that. A lot of things going on. Okay. The water slide had a meeting day before yesterday. Few people showed up. Very few. And the ones that were there were the ones Rocky had packed into the place. Of the 20 people there, he packed like 10. I'm just kidding, Rocky. Okay. It means one of three things. All right. And nobody showed up. One, no one is opposed to this. The giant water slide down Placer. Two, no one really cares. So that's kind of interesting. Three, no one figures it would make any difference what they thought since Missy, Kristen, and Francie won it. And they're the triumvirate on the Imperial City Council. So there's three choices. One, no one's opposed to it, and I find that hard to believe. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not crazy about it. I'm not going to go up there and, you know, and park my car and chain myself to a car on plaster to keep them from doing it. I mean, though Charles could if you wanted to. Two, no one really cares because what difference does it make if we have it or not? But in three, it doesn't make any difference anyway. No matter what you say, you can sit up there with 100 people, walk in. I bet, you know what? We've proven this. 100 people could walk in to the city council and every one of them oppose something. It makes no difference. It makes no difference to the city council what you're saying because they know what you're saying is not really worth a hill of beans. Because why? You weren't elected. You didn't spend $89,000 to get elected to the city council. They spent money to get elected to the city council. And so what they say is correct. So, all right, moving on from that. You know, in fact, I'm not even going to talk about water slide. That's a lie. I'll probably talk about it some more. I'm not against the water slide. You know, if it brings out true water savings, then it doesn't make Reddy look like a jerk out there. And, you know, and Rocky, God bless him, says, well, you know, once we explain it to the journalists, yeah, right, Rocky, the ones here in town may understand it. It's the ones in Sacramento, the ones in Nevada, the ones in Alabama. It's those guys. They say, look, amazing drought, water, $10,000 fines. Oh, look, Redding, California, water slide. Oh, yeah, we're doing it to promote water conservation. You know, aren't they going to see that second part? That's been the only argument that I have. That it's not going to be Rocky Slaughter and Sugar Pine that they're going to be looking at. And the other thing, too, is this is a way to make money for certain groups of people, is to close down Placer Street. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Well, let's go to the phones. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How's it going?
I'm fine. Red here has got a show called State of Jefferson Mind here on Sunday mornings. But is that you're calling about something else, I think, right?
I'm calling about the city council.
Okay.
And some of the things that went on Tuesday night that just are kind of preposterous to me and still really failing to understand the motive behind everything. The way that everything went down with the downtown Reading Business Association is still kind of surreal to me how fast and how angry that whole situation developed.
Okay, first of all, let me throw this out there that I am a member of the Downtown Reading Business Association. I've been on the, I think, on the board there for like 4 months. You know, just as this was starting, you know, after we kind of came along, I kind of thought, hey, you know what? You know, they asked a couple of us, you know, hey, look, we need to do this. We're going to have elections and all this, and we want to move our city forward. We want to be able to help our, you know, the downtown Reading businesses. You know, we walked into that one. Wow. In our first meeting, Kristen shot us in the face. Anyway, go on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, I would say that's a pretty good description. And I don't think that you can find really any justifiable, logical reason the way that this thing went down and how fast the issue was forced. There's no reason that everybody couldn't have taken a step back and discussed what was going on. There's no reason that the Downtown Reading Business Alliance couldn't have been given time to come into compliance, as numerous other agencies have been given time to come into compliance when there was an issue.
Yeah, and one of them, of course, is the television station that was told RCAC
Reading,
from before, totally out of compliance, and they worked on this one for a year, and they never did get into compliance before they put out RFPs and all that.
And the funny thing to me is, I'm no lawyer. I'm just a hillbilly with a big mouth that reads a lot, but if I understand the law correctly, it's actually the city of Reading that is negligent in holding the DRBA to the Brown Act. as the incorporating body and the oversight body, it is on the city of Reading to make sure that the Brown Act is being followed, not the other way around.
Well, it's interesting because when this announcement was made, the liaison to us, who's been there for years, had no idea. And this is the city liaison, the guy that sits in the meetings with us, takes notes, and we ask him questions, or they've asked him questions over the last couple of years. He didn't know that they came under the Brown Act. There wasn't, when you go back and talk to people from, you know, that used to run it from, like Breedlove from before, and as far back, you know, for, you know, 10 years, nobody has ever used the Brown Act. Nobody knew about it. And it was kind of quite a surprise that, well, this was brought up and saying, oh, you're not, you know, and we got slapped with, you didn't follow the Brown Act. Well, they're right. We didn't, because nobody knew about it, including the city liaison officer. So.
I know. It makes it a pretty shallow excuse, especially considering that it could come back on the city as they were the one in negligence for 18 years.
Imagine that.
And then there was just so much that went on with this thing that really didn't kind of make any sense.
You know, one of the things, you wrote an article, I think, that you sent out. I think I saw part of it. One of the things that, now, of course, I wasn't there at the meeting. I was at a, you know, I was coming back from Sacramento. But something that was said there, and I don't want to take this out of context. I'm having my people research it. Where do you find the city council meetings on the web? Is it under City of Reading?
Yeah, it's under City of Reading, city council meetings, and then you will find the date. And then in the upper left-hand corner, there will be a video, and Mr. Weaver's comment is at about 2 hours and 11 minutes.
2 hours and 11 minutes. And that comment was?
That comment was that I would hate for any of myself or any of my fellow council members to have to vote to uphold or to fulfill something as silly and shallow as a campaign promise.
As silly and as shallow as a campaign promise. Are campaign promises thought to be silly and shallow, or is this something that they say to us so we get to know them so that we'll vote for them?
Well, it was kind of curious. And what else I thought was kind of curious for Brent, who is usually very quick to kind of defend his honor, to point out his honesty and his integrity, is there were accusations of a violation of the Brown Act with a closed session vote that took place, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't jump up to say that, you know, that didn't happen. He didn't jump up to say that I would never be involved in anything. His concern was making sure that everybody knew that if anybody talked about it, it was a violation of the law, which was really oddly out of character for him, I thought.
It's kind of strange. I think Missy said if there's evidence of this, we need to take it to the DA.
And well, my understanding was Missy wasn't even in the room for it.
Yeah, Missy wasn't. So Missy's sitting there going, well, hey, look, let's get to the bottom of this. She may be, you know.
And the thing is I think the city council needs to read the law a little bit better, because it does say that closed session is not to be disclosed. It's against the law to do that, unless what's going on in the closed session is breaking the law.
Well.
And if you go to the Shasta Lantern article on it, I've even posted the government code where it specifies the rights of people that are held to closed session to come out and contact the grand jury or the DA or to contact the lawyer to see about the legality of what their concern is. It's really clear.
Yeah. Well, you know, this thing is, and the funny thing is this. I mean, having the first day and all these bad things you're supposed to do, you know, that – and, you know, frankly, I'm not the one that was offended, because I'm used to people saying things, you know, politicians and all this. I'm used to things being said. And frankly, for it to bother you, you have to care about you have to really care about what people think about you and these things. And I don't. But the part that people don't seem to understand, and this is what the city council, this is, I know these people. They're not, you know, they don't have, you know, cloven hooves and all this. But the things that were said about people that were on the board of the Downtown Reading Business Association, like, frankly, like I said, I'm taking myself out of that group. I mean, I'm still on the board, but I was not angry. But the people that they hurt, that the things they said about these are people that are there volunteering to help, to do things. Yeah. And they're community leaders. They're into businesses, small businesses. And when I hear them, you know, it's like, you know what? They said they shouldn't have said that. I mean, that's not true. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what we did. And that's the thing, is that that's who gets hurt. And it didn't have to happen. That's the whole thing, Red. Is that and then the accusation from Francie that DRBA wants to sue the city. Absolutely false. All right, absolutely false. Nobody said that. We were totally surprised when she said that. No, it was just Walt McNeil. And here's the thing is, well, you didn't have to get a lawyer. You've got lawyers. You've got five lawyers. You've got lawyers that you pay $175,000 a year, and when they retire, they're making $150,000. You've got lawyers.
All we said
was we just wanted to get some advice, because when we talked to them before, they didn't even know that we had contracts with the city. This thing is such a mess, and it didn't have to be. Oh, if you people had not – you know what? If the Imperial City Council had gotten off our high horse and taken a step back and said, hey, let's talk about this, trust me, this whole thing would have been settled. And frankly, you want to do this? Give us 30 days and let us – you know, we'll pull – you know, we'll leave the chute. But that's not what happened. So,
I agree, and I just – I think if you take the failure disclosure on Measure B, and you take the water slide thing and you know, all of these different things that have been going on.
It's strange.
This council is failing poorly at bringing the city together, unless it's to get everybody against them.
Okay. All right, Red. Got to take a break. Thanks a lot for calling.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, the time is 8:31. We are going to take a break. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe, where veterans always get discounts there. And the finest tobacco emporium next door you'll ever find, with that walk-in humidor that is just absolutely outstanding. Veteran-owned business from people that really care about this community. Joe and Shelley care so much about this. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I go there. Jerry goes there. Savannah goes there. We all go there. So we'll be right back after these messages. The time is 8:32 in the morning here on Friday, May the 8th.
See if you can spot this one.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Summer is on us at Redding Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Home with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and Souls. And 2015 Fortes and Optimas. And Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Redding Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, ends July 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Redding Kia.
RedingKia.com.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Left step. Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The Walker Mile in Her Shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walker Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Cementi, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
ZZ Top. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with ZZ Top. She's got legs. First time I saw ZZ Top was like 5,000, maybe 6,000, who knows, maybe 7,000. My closest friends in Sturgis, South Dakota on a motorcycle run. I was about 30 feet from the stage, and I tell you, these guys played for an hour and a half. You know how much it cost me? I think it cost me like $15 to get in. Played for an hour and a half straight, and they said, you know, we played the same three chords for the last 35 years. He said, you guys love it. We love you. Guys cranking their motorcycles going out there. I tell you what, that was night. I think I remember most of it even. Hey, welcome back. Time is 8:35 here on Friday, May the 8th. 65 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time there. Another better-known business that we love to support. It's discounts for seniors and veterans right there. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway. You can't beat the haircuts there. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning again.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Sometimes I get you started, you know, and sometimes you just need to talk about it.
The views and opinions
of this radio show.
Charles, really quick. Number one.
All right.
City Council is a reflection on this community. So the people that voted them in, like it or not, they are a reflection for what the community voted in.
Absolutely.
So whether you agree or disagree with them, you know, they got to get their shot. And if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing or they're not doing what you like, that's where your opportunity to vote comes in and you can change that.
Right.
Second thing is the water slide. You know, I'm going to ask Rocky to come on the show to win me over because at this point, I'm not won over. I didn't go to the Cascade Theater because, you know, this isn't even something that the city council has said yes or no to. This is kind of feel everybody out. And if the community seeing this, it's all starting to surface, is going to reject this, they're going to reject it, and they're going to let the city council member know. As Gary Katz suggested, call your city council members and let them know. Francis Sullivan met with the governor when he imposed these big fines and big restrictions on this water restrictions. For her to support the water slide, I think is just totally misrepresents this community because this is a fire sensitive community and. To put the water slide in during a time in July where we have high fire hazards and that sort of thing, to put this water slide, it just totally slaps in the face of everything this community is about. And my thought, and they can spin it however they want to as a water conserving measure or water saving effort, that sort of thing, a slide festival. But the bottom line is that in Los Angeles, they did not put the slide in because when people heard about it, they had 6,000 signatures gathered on an online petition. They had the papers in every paper down there, just went after the LA and how ridiculous this was. And they ended up not doing it because of the backlash. And I don't think the city council is aware, and I don't believe that, I don't care what kind of spin you put on this, that the backlash is going to be great. And I've already talked to people because I was so incensed that Orange County was going to do with it, do the slide, because we had already cut back so much up here. To have them do that with, when they weren't even meeting their cost water, you know, their water saving measurements, they weren't even close to it. So for us to do it and say, ha ha, we're doing it, and we're also going to put the slide in, just makes me just so upset that they would even consider doing this, and especially during fire season. If we have a big fire, what is going to, at that time, what is the city council going to say? How will they feel? And I don't think anybody's considered that.
Well, you know, everything you say is valuable points, Ruth, but there is one thing that I would kind of disagree a little bit on, is that when Rocky brought this up to the city council about going forward, that they had kind of an informal vote there. And Missy, Francie, and Kristen all said that, hey, I think we should pursue this. Where Brent and Gary said, this is, this is a little strange. And Brent said, I need some more information about this before I can, before I would support it. So they three of them came forward with this. They kind of, you know, gave the impetus to keep going. And in fact, Francie, Kristen, and Missy were at the meeting the other night for the water slide. Out of, I don't know, maybe a dozen people showed up. I don't know how many people showed up.
Well, they're supporting it. So, I support Rocky, and I support a lot of his efforts, and think it's good for the community. And he needs to win me over, because at this point, I'm looking at this like a huge boondoggle, and the press that's going to come out of this is not going to be good. And, I applaud the fact that Gary and Brent are sitting back saying, hey, I don't know enough about this. It doesn't sound right yet, but, you know, win us over. And then I'll say, yeah, okay, great. But I don't see it. But
well, anyway. You know what? And here's the thing is I understand what Rocky was on the show, and I understand what he's saying. He's, you know what? And if you look at it to the higher, to the more higher cerebral reasons for it, he's absolutely, it's right. You know, it gets more people are talking about it than ever did. So that's great. He's got people saying they're going to save money or save water. You can't measure it, but, they say they're going to, so you got to trust people. But my whole thing is, and they said, well, it's nothing on Redding. You know, we're taking all here in Sugar Pine and blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, Redding is the name of the town that's okaying it, because we have to okay using the streets, we have to okay using the police, using the ambulances.
We have to get permits to do all that.
Get all the permits. So any way you look at it, Redding is on the hook for this. So that's the thing is, can he, and Rocky's good, and I feel like you, Rocky gets into, we need people like Rocky in our community. And can Rocky sell the idea to all the media? Like I said earlier, he might be able to sell it to the Record Searchlight, though they're questioning it. He might be able to sell it to maybe some Sacramento if they're up here. But most people down in Southern California, we don't have water to tell us cut back. Oh, look at the town of Redding. And you can say, oh, we're doing this to show how we've even trucked our water in and we're conserving. Well, no, that's not what they're going to see. They're going to see a bunch of happy kids coming down the main street and getting wet.
And taking photographs of dead lawns, and people using buckets for their shower.
I know.
Anyway, have a good day.
I know you're out walking
and we'll
now.
We'll talk about this further.
Okay. All right, Ruth. Thanks a lot. This is, I'm not against this, but I'm still not sold on it totally either. I think that there's so many questions on this. And again, it's making the city, what's Redding known for? It's the girls in the Kentucky Fried Chicken, the parts washing sink in their bikinis. Okay, that made national news. What was the other couple others? Was the adult baby that made national news. The fat guy trying to break into Kent's Meats slams into the door, falls back. National news, right in California. And then of course the famous guy who tried to pass the checks and he had the big. He had the obscenity in 3-inch or 4-inch letters on his forehead. I mean, I'm sorry. I love this place. I love Redding. People say, why do you go, why do you live in Redding? You can live anywhere. I said, I love Redding. I mean, there is just, the people in Redding are great. And there are some strange things that happen around here. I don't know if it's got to do with the air or the water or what, just being up here. But I tell you what, it's just funny. How can you not laugh at some of these things? Unfortunately, some people take it too seriously. I try not to. Anyway, okay, what else we got here? I tell you, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms. Another big shout-out, of course, to Sarah, who gave birth to their little baby girl of John and Sarah from Bastiani Arms. Bastiani has been in the business here for 6 years. He opened up about the same time we did. Over at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, has done a great job. He's succeeded. He's been very successful. Why? Customer service. He's a great gunsmith. His people are trained to help people there. You don't feel like you're a second-class citizen. Somebody's talking down to you. Oh, yeah, we should blah, 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 blah. And, you know, some 19-year-old is telling me about things like, this and this and this. Yeah, son, I was doing this before you were born. But you don't get that there. You get really great customer service. You've got gunsmiths that are just outstanding, and he prides himself on his customer service and having what you want. Always something in there for you. Always something on sale. Just talk to John Bastiani. Give him a call at 222-8222, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Bastiani Arms. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Reading Rodeo Week is quickly approaching, and the festivities start with the biggest little steak feed under the stars, happening May 9th, 2015. Gates open at 5:30 to dinner, dancing, and live entertainment by the Billies. Tickets are available now for the steak feed and the Reading Rodeo. Grab them at readingrodeo.com or stop in to the rodeo box office.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Hey, it's happy Friday, May the 8th here. It's 66 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Veteran-owned business. And the veteran-owned business of the year, small business, according to the Employment Development Department of California, Chuck and Judy Kenny got a big shout out yesterday for doing a great job hiring veterans at the 2015 California Employer Advisory Council meeting yesterday. It was a great event, and so many things being done to help our veterans. Not enough. Not enough, but it's a good start. But thanks to Chuck and Judy, if everybody was like them, wouldn't be a problem hiring veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his people there will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take the course. If you're not sure which weapon you want to carry, they're going to put you through the course, and then they will help you find that right pistol that fits you, whether you're a male or female. Every one of the instructors at Northern Firearms Instruction are professional NRA instructors. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out the website, readingccw.com. Thousands trained through Northern Firearms Instruction. All right, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. You know what? We're steaming this morning. You know, we need open line days on a regular basis. You know, so
yeah,
people
I think
can
it's
come
good
in
to get the community involved.
It gets, you know, because people calling in and you know they're seeing things like this thing about the about the silly shallow campaign promises. I'm trying to look that up, and right now it appears that the website it appears like the website at the city is down, which is interesting. So
yeah, he's the gift that keeps on giving, that one.
I can't imagine he said it, but okay.
I wanted to call in and update a few things on the state of Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
Okay. At 1:30 in Grass Valley in Nevada County, we are going to do a presentation on May the 12th. On June the 2nd, we are doing a presentation in Colusa County to the Board of Supervisors there.
Okay.
So it looks at this point like we have five counties that are in play this month.
Well, you know what? Does it feel like you're gaining momentum here, and is it kind of like?
Are you talking about Shasta?
Well, no, I'm just talking about the state of Jefferson. I mean, you keep having more and more people coming in, more and more people seeming excited about it. I don't know about Shasta, but we can talk about that in a second. But does it feel like your momentum is still going?
Is it still going?
I mean,
we got eight counties in.
Yeah,
we've got five in play. I'd say it's still going.
It's still moving fast then.
Oh yeah, we had meetings in Chico yesterday.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, it's moving extremely fast. In fact, it's been amazing the outreach that we've gotten from different states. No, it's amazingly fast. It's just that what's that old? What was it that it says in the Bible that a prophet is disrespected in his own land?
Yeah.
Here in Shasta County, I can tell you right now, Shasta County will have a declaration.
Okay.
So that's as much as I can say, but over the next 60 days, you'll hear more.
Okay.
But the thing is that, yeah, the momentum's incredible. I think the one thing we have to look at, and you hit the nail on the head, my friend. It doesn't matter if you have 300 people that stand in front of the city council. It doesn't matter what you do or what you say. They have alienated everybody. If you stop and think about the impact of Andrew Meredith, Patrick Jones, and Tom Corrado working together, that would have never happened 5 years ago. These guys are uniters. They've managed, as Red said, to unite all the people against them. It's amazing what they do. I mean, Vince Stevenson, you, all these great businessmen that are fine, upstanding citizens, they managed to tick off all of them. My favorite remark, though, was Francie Sullivan saying, I have 26 complaints of businesses who want to remain anonymous. Well, if you have a complaint about something, why would you want to be anonymous?
Well, you know, the thing about it is saying that, too, it smacks. I mean, of course, I'm not trying to draw an exact parallel. But you remember when Joe McCarthy in the hearings back in the 50s said, I've got 100 names here that are communist. And all he had there was, his lunch menu. But, I mean, it's easy to say that. Well, then fine, if you're saying it out in the open, if this has been sent to the mayor or been sent to the government, that is now open, to the public to be able to see that.
The thing that's so ridiculous about it is if they dissolve the thing, what kind of retribution do these people think they're going to have from these other businesses, these 26 businesses? What kind of retribution do they think they're going to have by remaining anonymous? When, I mean, it's so ridiculous. I mean, what do they think the mafia is going to come after them? It's
I don't know.
some of the stuff these guys say. I mean, everything from Brent Weaver talking about, you know, the his children need a timeout, and the people of Reading need a timeout from free speech.
Yeah.
And this other ridiculous thing about the shallow campaign promises, I sat there with my mouth open. I'm sitting there thinking, did he really just say that?
And by the way, you can look at this up if you go to Reading City, ca.iqm2.com/citizen/default. That kind of thing. You can see, you can listen to it. Somebody
said
it's
around 2 hours and 11 minutes in, like Brett said.
Channel 181 only aired the second half of the meeting and did it twice.
So. Hey, the other thing was, is when Brent Weaver called Walt McNeil back up, and he wanted to know who the whistleblower was. Who was the person? Where'd you get that information from? And Walt saying, you know, that's attorney-client privilege here. I can't tell you that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
he wasn't interested. In other words, Brent Weaver wasn't interested in getting to the bottom of it or anything that was wrong. He just wanted to know who blew the whistle. It was amazing to me. I don't know how these people, I don't even know. And then Missy, well, you know, if you guys got something, you go to the DA and file charges. I don't think she was even in the room. She doesn't even have skin in the game.
Well, Missy, you know, and Missy's sitting in kind of the catbird seat there. She can, you know, she goes, I wasn't there, but you know what? You know, Missy may end up being the city council. So who knows? Okay,
it's unbelievable, but the sad thing is that we have to, something's got to be done. I think something will be done, and I don't know whether it's going to have to go to a legal process, and I'll say that again, I do not know.
Nobody in the DRBA wants us to go to a legal process.
Oh, I'm not just talking about your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's.
I'm talking about all the things that they're doing. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, and believe me, you know, I've spent a lot of time in other counties over the last couple of weeks. And you really don't see, I'm not saying everybody's perfect, but you don't see anything like this anywhere else.
As far as
the state of Jefferson, alive and well, extremely alive and well.
Okay.
Amazing, as a matter of fact. In fact, Mark Baird was on, what's that all-night radio program?
The one that has the UFOs on it?
No. I don't think so. No, not that one. I forget.
Hey, look, Carrie, we got to run. We got another somebody waiting on to talk on the phone here. But thanks a lot, and we're gonna get out with Mark for an update on everything that's going on too.
All right, pal, we'll do that. Have a great day.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day, Charles. You're back. Charles, you're back.
Yes. I didn't want to end the morning without bringing up. There's a couple of anniversaries of what happened exactly 70 years ago, one tomorrow and the other today.
Okay, I'm ready.
First, the tomorrow, 70th anniversary of Dien Pobiedi, which means Victory Day.
Victory Day.
And today, 70th anniversary of VE Day.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Victory in Europe.
Right.
One in Russian, one in English.
Right.
Okay.
Hooray.
We ended the war.
We have to remember, what happened, what led up and
the price
that was paid. Because, I mean, it was...
Good people standing by.
It was very hefty.
Yeah, people standing by not doing things. But, you know, I mean, watching the government of Germany get away from everything and start turning into a juggernaut that, you know, it's one of those things, could you have stopped it early? One of the things that we need to keep in mind about ISIS, if we get a chance, do you cut it off now or do you have to wait till it's in six different countries?
We have to remember the price that was paid back then in case we forget the lessons of history and repeat them here. Because, I mean, if ISIS builds up south of the border enough to where they start and, anything, even remotely on the scale of what they do in the Middle East, then we could be on the receiving end of what the Russians call a great patriotic war.
Yeah.
And
Charles.
In the Russian lexicon, a great patriotic war is usually one that involves an extreme cost in lives. So, we have to keep our eyes open.
All right.
And remember the sacrifices of those who
of our veterans
before us.
That's right. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. You have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
All right. Hey, Monday we're going to be talking Second Amendment. We're going to be talking about a lot of things about the Second Amendment and people, things that are happening to people. We're going to talk some more about the memorial services for those who have fallen. Just a lot of things going on. We're going to be starting this Monday. Plus, it's Rodeo Week, and we're starting Rodeo Week. And if you don't think this is going to be a great time, we're going to be dressing rodeo here this whole week. Cowboy hats, boots. I hope you have a cowboy hat, Jerry. Yeah, if you don't, you hope you find one.
I might have to get one.
You may have to find one. That's right. And you have cowboy boots? No, you don't have cowboy boots either. Okay, well. All right. Well, we're going to – oh, wait a minute. You're Native American here, so maybe you should be – okay, don't – I can't force you then. So anyway, okay. Hey, look, everybody, have a great weekend. It's Mother's Day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. You know, remember your mom. Well, you know, for those who – parents are no longer with us, you know, you don't miss a chance to pay some honor to your mom. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
At SRN,
dragging me down.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we have a full range of services, from our emergency department to our award-winning cardiovascular services. With our board-certified physicians, experienced staff, and advanced technology, we're proud to be one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. When faced with an emergency, quick, compassionate care is what matters most.
Shasta.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, Eastside.